Also in court today, I'm busy watching on various news channels at the moment, the case of the alleged insurance fraudster and killer and police officer, Rosemary Nomia Ndlovu. That's happening at the moment. There are closing arguments happening in that case. And that trial really caught the attention of South Africa because she answered questions about her alleged involvement in the murders of five relatives and her lover, the former Tembisa constable accused of ordering hits and plotting the murder of the relatives, including her mother and her sister, so that she could cash out on several insurance policies. It's alleged that she amassed nearly 1.4 million rand from the claims. So the prosecutor in the matter has been making closing arguments, and the judge has also been questioning Ndlovu's lawyers today. Have a listen.
The only inference that this honorable court can draw from the facts which was admitted, the facts which was not disputed, the facts which was placed by the honorable court, and the circumstances, my lord, drawn from the common cause facts, is that the only inference is that the accused is the individual who perpetrated these offences, and that she should accordingly be found guilty, my lord.
So that's the closing argument there from the prosecutor in the matter. EWN reporter Masachaba Sefularo joins us now, who's been watching that. Masachaba, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. We heard there the sound that you brought us from the prosecutor. What has been the essence of the state's argument, and what else has happened today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. What an intro. This story is laden with detail, as you know, the state has tried to draw a pattern of inconsistencies in the statements or in the affidavit that was earlier given by Nomia Ndlovu. They have said that it's quite a pattern that they've also established, that every time any of the deceased victims was found, she was always first at the scene, or she was in close proximity, and that it was a pattern that was worth looking into, and that meant that there was a high probability that she was involved. It also, the state also highlighted the fact that Nomia Ndlovu had taken out these life covers or these policies in the names of her alleged victims, and would claim within 2 to 3 to 4 days of him passing away, and that she was also privy to the detail that she would get a double payout if the deaths that would occur were unnatural or due to an accident. The prosecutor, Rihanna Nell, had also said when she had failed, Nomia Ndlovu had failed to explain the inconsistencies in some of her statements, she would become evasive in court and sometimes even become argumentative if she wasn't trying to change her evidence altogether. And that, she says, showed that she was unreliable or a hostile witness even at times in court, and that pointed to the fact that she was guilty of the crime.
And Masachaba, just briefly, I do see also the judge in the matter has really been interrogating the lawyers on behalf of Ndlovu. What has he been asking?
He has, Mandy, indeed. And all he keeps saying is that, you know, he points out some of the points that were put forward by the state that I've just highlighted to you right now, and says to Mr. Sokuru's, Nomia Ndlovu's lawyer, I am asking, and he says it this way, I'm inviting you to help me determine whether the state has failed to prove their case by rebutting the claims that they make. And he has tried, I mean, in the beginning he said that Nomia Ndlovu had taken out these policies in good faith, and the judge said to him, but good faith is not an argument that you can put forward to the court. The state has drawn a pattern. I want you to show me if indeed the case is correct in making these inferences.
Masachaba, thank you very much for that. Masachaba Sefularo, EWN reporter, watching the closing arguments there in the case against Rosemary Nomia Ndlovu.